Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, Ralph, I think, has a good idea.
Okay.
He's just emailed me at tara@1063word.com. Hey, Tara, we should not ever drive again until nobody dies on the highways. Then we can start driving again. We should wait for more innovations in cars. And we've had fantastic innovations the last 10 years that have dramatically decreased the death rate. It only began to go back up again when people became so depressed over their joblessness that they were stoned all the time. And Trump began to even bring that down, the opiate deaths. That's all gone by the wayside now. But I thought about that, you know, one of the reasons that Rick Perry, our former energy secretary, warned that our energy sector is tanking, I'll get into that in a minute, is because people are driving fewer miles. And I thought about that. I thought, you know, it's going to be interesting. I bet the death toll goes down.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're all, you know, locked in our homes. In some parts of the area, like the country, where literally they're locked in their homes almost. I mean, the police will come after you if you go to a funeral of a loved one. As we just had that report, they busted up a funeral, Lee. Busted up, it broke up a funeral. 70 people broke it up, including arresting a 100-year-old man.
Well,
attending the funeral.
That's great.
Yeah. So, but you know, if we see this reduces death on the highway, should we not wait 18 months, 24 months and see what kinds of innovations we can put in our cars? I mean, we could save 5,000, 10,000 lives. I mean, they've got automatic correcting cars now. They've got a lot of things that literally brought the lives lost down about 10,000 a year. It was in the low 40s and it went to the, you know, it was low to mid 40s, went to the low to mid 30s with the incredible advances. I mean, I think, don't you, that we should all stay home until these auto manufacturers get it together. And I know if we all work hard and support them and they're forced to innovate quickly, we could save, you know, probably 50,000 lives over a decade. I think we should stay home and wait. Right?
You're not going to bait me into this.
You have a wife. You know how this goes, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, yeah. No, no. So but then Lee, I mean, if you're not going to support this, you want people to die, right?
Well, people will die, period.
No. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. And that's one thing that we keep we're forgetting about, that death is inevitable.
And are you sure
for
about
everyone.
That?
Yes, I am. I am absolutely positive of it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci seems to be on like the doubting end of that. I'm still, Lee, this is like, this guy's lost his marbles. That's how the Gateway Pundit put it. He's gone and lost it. This individual, acting president, Anthony Fauci, cannot be serious. And you hear this and you're like, dude, I play this over and over. But folks, I want you to understand where we are in the country right now. Dr. Fauci just said the restrictions will end when there's no new cases. That will never happen. As somebody brilliantly put it on the text line, and I stole it. I didn't steal it because I credited them, but whatever. Fauci's essentially saying until we cure the common cold, we can't come out of our houses.
At yesterday's coronavirus briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when the restrictions on normal life will end in this country. Here's how he replied.
If we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time.
So it'll be fixed when we have no new cases and no deaths. How long will that be? Almost nobody thought to ask. We've got to beat this disease. Details are irrelevant. Cost is no object. That's the feeling in Washington right now, and certainly in the press corps that covers it. But details are always relevant.
Yes, they are.
But see, they're not. This is just, I guess, I remain astounded, Lee, and I don't mean to be too repetitive here, but like, where are the economic estimates? Okay, so if we shut the country down for 6 weeks, that's a $6 trillion loss. We're going to have to borrow $4 trillion for that, and it will mean 20 million people file for unemployment. Where's that? Because, see, those things happen. Are we not seeing that right now?
Yes.
3.3 million, an all-time high the first week. But then we doubled it by the second week.
Right.
I mean, we talk about, well, the rate of the virus is doubling. Oh, my God. Have you not seen, Tara? It's doubling. Well, so is the unemployment filings. They're doubling, too.
And are likely to, because, quite honestly, the complete shutdown stay-at-home orders really didn't kick in until about last week or this week.
I know.
On many states.
So that begs the question. It doubled from week one to week two, 3.3 million week one, 6.6 million second week. We looking at 13 million, Lee?
Yeah.
Next week? I mean, is anybody going to project that or? No, nobody's going to. Okay.
You know what, Tara? We need to flatten the curve on unemployment.
Well, why can't we debate that? Seriously. Why can't we debate that? But we're not debating that.
No.
I guarantee you, if I had any member of the city council on the show, if they had the guts to come on the show, if the mayor, who, by the way, once you know, has been invited on the show, our manager is stalking him to get him on the show.
In a nice and legal way.
Yes, barely not legal, but yeah. Stalking
him. Social distancing, too.
So, yes, we're socially distanced. And he will not come on the show. And the question I want to ask, I'm even going to give him the questions in advance. Give me a number. What's the economic damage to Greenville from a month of shutdown? Give me a number for 2 months. Give it to me. Just give me a number. Give me a number and a source. I bet you they can't because they don't know. They don't know what they're doing. They haven't bothered to find out. Do you know how cruel that is? How brutal? And I was reading a piece the other day, and it was really well done, and it was talking about, when you retire, right? You that's a lifetime of economic planning if you do that successfully, yeah. Right? And you retire, with enough money, income, with a plan, and you manage to support yourself for the rest of your life. You should be congratulated on that, right? That's an accomplishment. And that literally lifetimes of economic planning have already been wiped out. There are people who would have retired a month ago who will not now because of what was done to the markets,
yep.
And how fast it was done before you could even, get a grip and pull out. I mean, retirements have been sold. There are people who wanted to spend that last 10 to 15 good years of health with their grandchildren. That's gone. I mean, think about that. That's mm-hmm. no small thing.
Yep.
And we won't even consider it. Won't even consider it. Meanwhile, source after source after source is taking a look at the models we're using to forecast right now. They're badly off. I sent you some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Badly off. And I'm not just forecast of deaths. That's the Washington State model. But also the need for beds, for hospital beds. They're off by as much as 2/3 in some states. And we know because the models the White House is using and this team is using that say we need this number of beds. So the hospitals are not doing elective procedures to leave the beds open. They're then having to fire the hospital workers when we need them most or furlough them because we can't pay them and the beds sit open. And we know day after day after day after day these models are wrong because they run every day. And then we know the next day how many hospitalizations there were. We know within 2 days, right? And we're still using the models. Fauci's on TV right now. He's still using the models. And they're wrong.
You know, I noticed something on the South Carolina DHEC website. I'm not sure what this means, and I'm not sure if I'm coming to a correct conclusion here. But they have said that the number of positive confirmed cases of COVID-19 in South Carolina is now over 1,500. I believe it's like 1,554. Down at the bottom of the page, it says negative tests. It's over 5,000.
Hmm.
So roughly a quarter of the tests for the COVID-19 virus are positive and 3/4 of them are negative in South Carolina.
That sounds good, right?
Well, it also sounds like about 5,000 tests we've wasted,
but you need
to know. I mean, that's what we keep being told. We need to know. We need to know.
Here's the thing. I'd love to know those 5,000. We don't have this test yet, but we will eventually have it widely available. How many of them already had it and they've got immunity?
That's quite honestly is the real thing there is, and if you do have immunity after you've had it, because we started seeing last week, there was a story here or there, and I didn't want to make too much of it because there was not a whole lot of anecdotal evidence for it, but there were people claiming that they had had it, recovered, and then got it again. And I'm like,
you don't know that. We didn't have a test for it.
Right.
Yeah. Steven Spartanburg, you just left the Home Depot. Tell me about that.
Yeah. I was at Home Depot, and they had all the exits blocked except for one that you couldn't go in. And they were wiping down carts for you. They had guys out of the parking lot monitoring traffic. And I asked them what was going on. They said they could only let 100 people in Home Depot at a time.
Huh. Wait, and did you say, I missed the beginning part, did you say they had all the exits blocked except once? Like what? There's just one entrance is what you meant?
One entrance, okay. And you could exit the other doors, but you can't go in there.
Okay. I gotcha.
And they got like pallets and tape and buggies lined up so you curl and go like you're going through a bank line.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to the entrance. It was just kind of crazy.
Yeah, and they were keeping it down to 100 people. I mean, honestly, I think, Steve, this is the kind of stuff that essential businesses, I mean, it's crazy, but should be doing. Well,
if everything were open, that would be the way to do it.
Yes. Why can't we consider that, Lee?
I know.
That's my question for Knox Whitten, our mayor, yeah, and our city council. Let's be real innovators. We had a great suggestion on the text line. It was brilliant. Let's get business owners together in a stakeholders group and talk about how can we keep businesses open. And then if you want to be like stupid, like, you know, a certain dollar store I went to this week, it's not all of them, but it was one where just gross stupidity in motion, where they're literally having the cashier touch every single item from everybody's cart to swipe it. Shut them down. Send the health department in and shut them down. They don't need to be operating. They don't deserve to be operating. But let businesses that are conscientious and are doing it really well operate. Don't just shut everybody down and say, well, we're going to let the gross display I saw at the dollar store continue because they're essential, so you can't get it there. I was talking about this in the beginning of the show. I'm still, 2 days later, I'm still so sad. They've got one moron at the cashier. I don't know if the person's a moron. This is the store policy is moronic. They've got one person checking everybody out. The cashier picks up every single item that everybody who comes through the line has touched, swipes it, and puts it in the bag. So if you bought something there, you got the germs of everybody who shopped there on that shift in your bag. And I'm watching this in horror and going, I'm sorry, tell me again, as one of our texters pointed out earlier in the week, why is the Kohl's shut down again? Why is the Macy's shut down? Why are we furloughing 130,000 people when literally they're running a project in herd immunity at the dollar store? You want herd immunity? There's a dollar store. I'll tell you where to go. You can get it by noon today. They'll give it to you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Oh my God, I got the funniest text, by the way. Yeah, about illegals. Can you just see all of the undocumented heading back south, looking over their shoulder and saying, this place is crazy? Yeah. Muy loco. I'm out of here. I know. You know what? We may be following them before too long. Like, we can't. We can handle the cartels. These people are nuts. Texter, I say, Tara, the political bigwigs wouldn't come on Russ Castle's show either. You have arrived. He would be proud. And we are so grateful to have you here. Now, the texter writes, Tara, they have overhyped this because they saw that Trump would have set their one world order back 50 years once he finished his two terms. Yeah, you know, I meant to make that point. This is actually a point that Lee made the other day in the newsroom, and it was brilliant. So I'm going to steal it from him, which isn't really stealing if you credit. And he was saying, you know, look, this thing is international. Where did the first fake figures come out about the 3.4% death rate that's now been debunked? It was never that high. World Health Organization. The head of the World Health Organization, remember, was a guy who had been on the Clinton Foundation payroll and also had been on the Chinese Communist government payroll. That guy. Because you know what? Trump's movement has spread worldwide. That's why. It didn't start here. This is why it's international. Is it about Trump? Yes, but Trump literally is an international threat. He's not a national threat. He's an international threat. So that's it. Okay. So I'd love to know what you think about this. The Greenville City Council is set to pass an ordinance today begging the governor to wreck our economy. They have no clue what the economic cost of a shutdown is. Haven't even bothered to do the homework. Guarantee it. No, they don't. They don't have a clue. They don't have models or projections. They don't know what it'll cost, how many jobs. Don't care. They want the economy wrecked, and they want it wrecked now. And that is, in my opinion, extremely, extremely irresponsible. However, at least they're not voting to shut it down themselves yet. They're asking McMaster to do it. They could have voted to shut it down themselves. They get sued to high heaven and we'll end up paying the bill for that because it's unconstitutional for them to do it. But at least they're not doing it. Text story says here, is there two separate death tolls, one for the flu and one for corona, or all together? Well, we won't have that till the end of the year. We won't know what the total was for corona. I can give you an idea, though. This is a fascinating number. 83,000 dead. That's a lot of people. Yeah, I know. Of corona? No. That's the average, according to the CDC, number of people who die of flu and pneumonia. And that's pneumonia caused by everything. A lot of it cold, stuff like that. 83,000 a year. Did you have any idea it was that high? I didn't either. We never noticed before. Just saying. Texter writes, hey, Tara, will adults doing adult things be issued a ticket for not social distancing? Asking for a friend. Oh, Marcus. This is from Marcus. You're talking about paying the piano, aren't you, Marcus? I don't know. Why don't you call the mayor's office and ask him? Maybe call your city council member. Did you ask them? You could tell them I sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the line, Eagles Advantage Talk Line, with Jim in Spartanburg. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Tara. I briefly mentioned, I've been saying for decades, and you touched on it just a little while ago, about the number of flu deaths every year, but and no one batted an eye. And then I heard it suggested this morning that the source, mostly from China and other countries, are the wet markets where there's a lot of human and animal interactions. And so, I mean, I have to wonder, you know, why they don't shut those things down. And as a side note, Kershaw County, there's a Chinese manufacturing company there, Haier. Kershaw County is the hotspot for the virus in South Carolina, so I'm certain that's not a coincidence. But either shut down the wet markets or just don't let folks from China come in every year to save thousands of lives here.
Well, yeah, and you know what? The regulation of those wet markets, modern first world regulation, it ought to be literally a trade condition. You don't shut them down? Well, you know what?
Absolutely.
We're gonna. You know what we should start doing in this country? We should start banning trade from China. No trade. Done. Finished.
Absolutely.
End. Over. Until, and I'm not the first to propose that. Lindsey Graham actually did this week.
And one other thing, you know, it's been on the major networks and everything 24/7 for the last several weeks. Nothing but the virus. It's like the curtain has been drawn on the stage. I just can't help but feel like there's something a whole lot bigger going on behind that curtain. And, you know, because this whole thing just didn't make any sense to me at all from the get-go. Now, I'm comparing seasonal flu deaths to, you know, this thing. The panic just doesn't make sense. So anyway, but thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. And you know what? Part of it is that I think they're relying a lot on the fact that the American people don't really have a good grip. And I got to tell you, I didn't know the numbers on how many of us die from respiratory infections. It's shocking. Again, CDC estimates on average 83,000 a year die of either the flu or pneumonia that results from either, you know, non-flu sources, basically, is a better way to put it. Crud we never even bothered to give a name to in some years. Crud we never tested for before. We didn't have a test. This is what kills me. Everyone's, where's the test? Right, get the test. Are you kidding me? We have colds that have an 8% fatality rate in rest homes in this country. That's according to Dr. Leonidas, who's a statistician, epidemiologist, and a medical doctor, and a professor at Stanford. Nobody cared. We didn't have a test for him. It's just, well, we'll test you for the flu. You don't have a flu, probably got a cold. 83,000 deaths. And so my point all along, and I want to clarify this because some of you have misunderstood me, and I get flack for it. I just want to clarify it real quick. I'm going to move on. I have never said corona was not deadly. I have tried to say in every segment we've dealt with this that it is deadly. Obviously, it's deadly. We're talking about death rates. I've not tried to minimize it. But what I have questioned, I just want to say this for the record, is a reaction to the death. That's what I've questioned. What we were willing to tolerate before versus what we're not willing to tolerate now. We should never want to tolerate death. We should want to do everything we can to protect people. However, at what cost? Are we willing to live through another Great Depression to stop tens of thousands of people from dying when they do every year and they will next year and the year after that, even if we eliminate corona completely? Because the proposition on the table right now, and I can't play this enough today, so you understand what we're up against right now and the level of insanity we're talking about. The proposition right now is until we cure the common cold, coronavirus is the common cold's a coronavirus. Again, the coronavirus is a more virulent, more deadly form of the common cold most years. We don't get to have an economy because that's what Fauci's proposing. And I heard this yesterday, and I darn near lost my mind. And I wonder, what is Trump thinking hearing this? Does he have a plan? Because this don't sound like a plan to me. This sounds like a country spinning out of control, led by an acting president, Dr. Fauci. Listen to this.
At yesterday's coronavirus briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when the restrictions on normal life will end in this country. Here's how he replied.
If we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time.
So it'll be fixed when we have no new cases and no deaths. How long will that be? Almost nobody thought to ask. We've got to beat this disease. Details are irrelevant. Cost is no object. That's the feeling in Washington right now, and certainly in the press corps that covers it. But details are always relevant.
Yeah. So here's my question. So now we have the Greenville City Council asking the governor to decimate the economy. They haven't the biggest clue. They have not presented one single statistic on what the cost of that will be. They apparently do not care. So what do we do? What should we do? Now, I have to, again, give some credit to our Mayor Knox White. I have not heard a single other politician at the national or level, local level or state level say, hey, listen, we need to look at regulating these businesses, the essential businesses that are open and operating. Is there a way we can keep them cleaner? And it's a great idea. In fact, I like Lee's idea, too. I think it makes a lot of sense. Hey, instead of we just shut down all businesses mindlessly, why don't we see, can we take a look at operating them in a safer manner, and those that do not do that get shut down on a case-by-case basis? I mean, there's some businesses doing a wonderful job. Some grocery stores that are sterilizing after every person goes through self-checkout. Awesome. Grocery stores with people wiping down the carts after every customer. Great. And I talked about this a lot in the 6 o'clock, but I just want to bring this back up again because I haven't done it in the 8. I mean, I went to a dollar store in the Greer area and absolutely damn near lost my mind the other day. Because we say, oh, essential business. Okay, cool. Yeah, the virus can't spread there then. No, it can and it will. And I was watching the checkout person. I'd love to hear your stories too. Watching the checkout person take every single item that every customer had picked up in her hand and scan it and put it in the bag. And I'm like, dude, do you realize on her hands there are the germs of every single person who has shopped in that place for her whole shift? So I get up to the front of the line and she reaches out for my thing and I look at her like she's lost her mind because she has. It's probably the management. It's not her fault. I said, no, let me scan it. And I waved it over the scanner. I didn't have to touch the scanner. I put it in my own bag and walked out. And after I said that, and this was the 6 o'clock hour the other day, somebody texted him, then what the heck is the clothing store across the street closed down for? I don't know. You got me. This is the kind of stupidity. This is just mindless, mind-numbing stupidity. And then you got to wonder, again, as I've been asking all week, why in the proposed shutdown ordinance that we saw from the Greenville City Council in the beginning of the week, why are ABC stores deemed essential, but clothing stores are not, and churches are not? Well, you can't get corona at an ABC store. Yeah. Well, those aren't really crowded. Huh. You been to one on a Friday? Saturday? Sadly, they're more crowded than some churches. And I said this, you know, your politicians, if you're not willing to close down that ABC store, that Total One, you're not serious. You're not serious. Not even close. Now, you're afraid voters will get mad. Voters who never cared what you did before. You take away their alcohol, they'll lose their minds. Let them get their alcohol at Walmart. They can switch from liquor to beer. That's got alcohol in it. Why are you leaving the ABC store open? Oh, I don't know. We don't know. It just sounded good. Look, if you're going to let essential businesses operate like that dollar store that I saw, my husband was in disbelief. He had to go see it for himself. He thought it couldn't be that bad. He came home yesterday. He was like, they're still doing it. I'm like, I know. It's insane. And yet other stores that are more responsible are mindlessly shut down. We should have health regs temporary in businesses. If they're not willing to comply, shut them down. Leave the good ones open. Maria in Simpsonville is on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. You work in billing at a hospital?
Yeah, good morning, Tara. I'm one of the support staff. We also review documentation by our doctors for reimbursement. And right now, since we don't really have a whole lot of discharges, our hospital really suffers from our lack of reimbursement. So supporting staff like us, our hours are reduced. We are very fortunate, really, that we still have some hours that we work, and I feel for those that really lost their jobs. And so, I mean, if this lasts really very long, we people like us, workers in the hospitals, our support staff, we might not have more hours to work. And so what I've been discussing with my husband, who also works for a hospital, he is in the IT, so he is considered like a necessary staff. And so he still works every day. But what we've been discussing was, okay, so during the flu season, everybody in our workplace need to get a flu shot. And then, by the way, I work from home, and I listen to you every day because I work from home. I've got that opportunity to listen to you. But our point being is that we get this flu shot during the flu season, and we get this sticker in our ID. So what I'm thinking is, if our government can come up with a quick test that everybody in the workplace will be tested, and those that come up positive, you know, be isolated, and those that are not positive will have an ID or some sort of a, you know, something to show that, you know, you're not infected and can go back to work. I mean, if we kind of last this very long, our economy is really going to the brink.
Yeah, no, and I think they've talked about that. There actually is an antibody test. They can tell if you've had it or not. They just haven't figured out how to make it widely available. Trump actually mentioned it in one of the press conferences. But you're right, and that, and Cuomo's mentioned that too, is something that could get people back to work. But who knows when that will be. Maria, I'm just curious. You have a great bird's eye view. We know Prisma has, there was a Prisma letter that went around, and we know they've had to let people go because they're not doing elective procedures and they're not very busy.
That's how our hospital is too. I used to work for Prisma.
Okay.
And I transferred to another hospital about 7-8 years ago. In our hospital system, we're pretty much doing a lot better. We're suffering right now because of all those elective surgeries that we don't have coming in our reimbursement. But you know, we've got cases, patients that, you know, are really sick, but are not COVID positive.
See, that's the thing. Hold on, Maria. Hold on.
I was looking.
Wait, let me stop, because you're supposed to be overwhelmed. We're supposed to be just like drowning, and that's why we had to, you know, had to cancel all the elective procedures. I mean, this is absurd. You're telling me, I mean, like, literally, they're letting people go. You're so slow because there's no money coming in because we're not drowning from coronavirus. I mean, this is...
That's what we've been wondering, too, because
I know.
We thought we're going to have a deluge of COVID-positive patients, and so far, the ones that I've been reviewing, they were tested, and they're discharged. We don't even know what the result is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they suspect that a patient is showing COVID symptoms, they test them and treat them, and then here they go. I mean, I haven't seen anybody yet that died.
Well, you know, and see this, you know why this is happening, Maria, and this is what I've been getting at all morning. The models that the White House folks and Fauci are using to predict how many beds will be needed are wrong. The Federalist has pointed this out. There are other news sources beginning to point this out. They're wrong by a third to two thirds, depending on the state. They're overestimating it. And meanwhile, I mean, this is hysterical. Meanwhile, they're letting people go. And you're like, wow, am I going to have a job? Wow, because there's nobody coming into the hospital at the rate that they're saying. Because they're wrong. They are overprojecting this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.